This is Kurt Anderson, and here on Studio 360, we like to offer you regular creative assignments. We don't call them that because we don't want it to sound like homework. So, how about extra credit? This summer, in partnership with the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, we asked high school students to submit a piece of humor writing. They all had to use the same first line,
"The sun rose and everything fell,"
and the same last line,
"Alex stared at the door handle and slowly turned the knob."
Those were two of our entrants, actually named Jack and Jill. We got hundreds of others, and the writer and actor and professionally funny person BJ Novak agreed to be our judge. He has looked at the entries and is back with us now to pick a winner. Hello, BJ.
Hey, Kurt.
So what was your impression of these scores and scores of entries?
My overall impression was that I wish I had been in high school at this height of the internet era, when you could find such talented, funny people your age in one place, even though it's a virtual place. There was no community of comedy writers at my high school.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To see, you know, dozens of entries of very clever, articulate, surprising authors was really something.
So let's talk about the runner-up first. Who did you pick?
The runner-up is named Dylan. He's 17. His submission was titled Gwendolyn, which is that's a cool title already. I'll read you the first paragraph, which
Please.
Is what hooked me.
Yeah.
"The sun rose and everything fell. The dam that had kept his emotions pent up for so long collapsed in the mind of Alexander Q, unleashing a tidal wave of desire. He made his decision that morning. He would finally propose to Gwendolyn. The only problem was that Gwendolyn was a houseplant." So here he has a really good take on contrasts. The whole thing has a really elegant, impressive tone, and it has a great comedy rhythm of setup punchline. And you're surprised that it's a houseplant, of course. But it's even better that it had kind of flowing writing and then sort of an abrupt, hard joke at the end.
And the winner?
The winner, her name is Emma. She's 16, which stunned me because it was a really sophisticated comedic take.
Totally.
And her piece is called Pronounced Trubeck. And she wrote a play on even the rules of this contest.
Yes.
This is a play. It's written in dialogue form like a play. And it starts with a woman saying as dialogue, "The sun rose and everything fell." And then Leah, another character, says a version of the following, I'll clean up for public radio, "Oh, not this BS again." So already another character is frustrated with this format that the writing contest has set up. And it takes place at the Ohio High School Slam Fest 2015, a poetry slam competition.
Yeah.
So this author is lovingly sick of a lot of aspects of culturally enlightened.
Yes. The literary geeks.
Lit theater poetry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was very fun to see someone who's in the middle of it and obviously likes it enough to know it well, parodying it from within.
Well, we shall now give Emma a call and let her know the good news.
She's 16. We should just text her.
Hello?
Hi, is that Emma?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson from Studio 360.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for entering this competition. I'm really glad you did.
Oh, well, thank you so much for choosing me as a finalist, I guess.
Yeah, well, and actually, I'm on the line here with BJ Novak, and BJ, you can take it from here.
Emma, I'm excited to tell you are the winner of this competition.
Really?
You wrote a really funny and insightful and intelligent and just cool and impressive bit of comedy, and it was really a pleasure reading it, and you're a great comedy writer.
Oh, well, oh my God, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from both of you.
Also, you're 16. How can you see so clearly that other 16-year-olds writing poems and doing poetry slams?
Yeah. Is this a 21 Jump Street situation where you've been embedded into a high school poetry world?
Yes, I'm actually a 35-year-old. My school kind of has a very large culture of that, like a very strong artistic and then also feminist and like literature culture. And a lot of my friends are in it, and I would like to say I participate in it to some extent. I try to kind of bring what they want to do with the world into what I do. But I also think it's funny how still it's still the core of it. It's like they're teenage girls And teenage mm-hmm. girls, like, kind of will be teenage girls no matter what.
And it's also, it's very racy. Were you worried at all?
Yeah, we're finding it hard to read certain excerpts on the air, but, you know, it was really good.
Were you afraid that your parents or your teachers would go, Emma, let the language?
Well, actually, my parents have not read it yet.
Uh-oh.
They want to, but I haven't let them yet. Not because I don't. I think they'll take the wrong way at first, but I think I'll probably let them read it after knowing I have won.
BJ, shouldn't your friend Mindy Kaling or Lena Dunham or somebody just hire Emma straight out of high school? Like NBA teams
honestly, do? Yeah. I've been doing the math. Emma, what are you interested in doing someday?
I am going into junior year, so I'm actually looking at colleges. And as far as what I'm thinking, like, honestly, I would love to be something like a screenwriter or a writer on SNL, something like that, or like a comedic actress, but I don't really know yet.
I have full faith that if that's something you want to do, you have a future there.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma. And really, I am so pleased to have gotten a submission of such quality. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That honestly means so much coming from both of you.
Bye.
Thank you, Emma.
Bye.
Great piece for real.
Well, BJ, she really is good.
I had the same thought you did. I thought, is this person hireable?
yeah, exactly.
You know, 16, what are the child labor laws for TV writers?
BJ, you have been so kind to help us with this. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's been great.
You can read Emma's play and all of the submissions at studio360.org. And thank you to everybody who shared their work with us. We actually laughed out loud.